This is Tweetminster at the Labour Party conference, speaking with Hilary Benn, MP. The issues of child poverty, obviously, we had a situation last week where the Lib Dems spent a lot of time attacking Labour on their record, and we also had a situation where columnists were suggesting that Nick Clegg didn't really understand the economics of child poverty. What's your view on that?
Well, Nick Clegg said that child poverty went up under a Labour government, and that's just wrong. So the first thing is we've got to get the facts straight. We did make progress, but, you know, as a nation, we've got more that needs to be done. And it is a bit rich, I have to say, coming from the coalition government, that they're seeking to have it a go at us for our record. Because, as we've just been discussing in the Fringe meeting, you need to do a whole host of things. The Sure Start programme, one of the best things that we did, giving young parents, mums in particular, in communities, the chance to give their children the best possible start in life, raising educational standards. Head teacher said to me and my constituency shortly after I was elected, you know, Hillary, our children are no less intelligent than anybody else's, but what they desperately lack is self-confidence and aspiration. And what gives us those two things, the love and care of those who bring us into this world, the opportunity of education, aspiring to higher education, undoing some of the damage that past educational policy has had, leaving parents without skills, things like the Union Learning Fund, community education programs. It's doing all of those things that will enable us to make progress. And fundamentally, as we've seen, the emergency budget, the decisions taken by the coalition already, are going to impact most on those who have least. And that is all about the values of this new government. And we'll oppose them on that.
Are you sceptical that the big society dialogue that's going on is really going to meet the problems?
Look, I said in that Fringe meeting, you know, I've been living in a big society for 56 years. This is not something new. I mean, we are a country in which people volunteer and contribute in lots and lots of different ways. What those who work in the third sector are interested in is, are we going to continue to receive the funding that we need to do the important job that we do on behalf of people? So look, we should be encouraging more people to get stuck in, but there's a huge number of people who do it already. All right, nice to meet you.
Hilary Benn, thank you very much.